Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. President Drupadi Murmu urges stronger support for growth of artisans and weavers. Nagaland holds consultative meet on child protection laws. Union MSME Minister Jitan Ram Manji arrives in Nagaland on two-day visit. And fuel prices increased by about 90 paise per litre. Now the news in detail. A group of artisans and weavers from the northeastern states today called on President Drupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. During the interaction, they shared their experience of working for the at-home reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Murmu emphasized the need to support artisans and weavers so that their knowledge reaches as many people as possible and they become self-reliant. Commending artisans and weavers for preserving the cultural heritage, the president described them as shining examples of the nation's living heritage and urged them to pass on this invaluable traditions to the younger generation. Mission Vatsalya, Department of Social Welfare Nagaland today held the Nagaland State Consultative Meet on Juvenile Justice, Care and Protection of Children Act 2015, Juvenile Justice Model Rules 2026 and Adoption Regulations 2022 in Kohima. Speaking at the inaugural program, Secretary Department of Social Welfare and Mission Director Lima Wabang Jamir stressed the need to balance child rights with the preservation of Nagaland's customary laws and cultural identity. While highlighting the changing social landscape, he emphasized that safeguarding children's rights to identity, education and protection remains equally important. He said the aim is to implement the law in a manner that is practical, culturally sensitive and responsive to the realities of the state. The Secretary urged all stakeholders to come forward with concrete and workable solutions, reminding that they are custodians of the future. Senior consultant from the Ministry of Women and Child Development, Junaid Ul Islam, informed that the government is in the process of amending the Act and related regulations and is seeking suggestions from stakeholders. Citing concerns over rising juvenile offences, he said nearly 35,000 crimes have been committed by children, underscoring the importance of meaningful consultations and reforms. Director of Social Welfare Department Tosheli Jimomi also called for stronger institutional support, better interdepartmental coordination and a more responsive and child-friendly ecosystem for orphaned, abandoned and vulnerable children in the state. Union Minister for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Jitan Ram Manji is in Nagaland on his maiden two-day visit to the state. On arrival at the Dimapur Airport today, he was welcomed by officials from the Industries and Commerce Department. Mr. Manji is scheduled to meet with Governor of Nagaland Nand Kishore Yadav at Lok Bhavan Kohima this evening. Tomorrow, the Union Minister will attend a meeting with officers of different departments in Chumukedima. Thereafter, Mr. Manji will hold a review meeting with state officers of NSIC, KVIC, Choir Board and MSME DFO under the Ministry of MSME. Earlier today, before proceeding to Nagaland, the Union Minister met Chief Minister Nipiurio and Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton at Delhi Airport. Petrol and diesel prices were hiked by around 90 paise per litre today, marking the second increase in less than a week. In Delhi, petrol now costs 98 rupees and 64 paise per litre, while diesel is priced at 91 rupees and 58 paise. Similar hikes were also seen in other metro cities. The latest hike comes after a 3 rupee per litre increase on May 15th, following a sharp surge in global crude oil prices amid the Iran conflict and disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel EIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Supreme Court of India has allowed euthanasia for rabbit, incurably ill or demonstrably dangerous stray dogs for the first time, citing the need to protect human life and public safety. The court said municipal bodies may resort to euthanasia in areas where the stray dog population has reached alarming levels and where repeated dog bites or attacks continue to threaten public safety. The order came in a suo motu case initiated in July last year following media reports on stray dog bites, incidents and rabies cases. Meanwhile, the court also dismissed pleas seeking a recall of its earlier order that stray dogs picked up must not be released back after vaccination or sterilization. It observed that the right to live with dignity encompasses the right to move freely without threat of harm from dogs' bite attacks. Back home, Director of the State's Agriculture Department, Sanuzo Nyenu, has highlighted the growing importance of agriculture in nation building. He also expressed concern over the agricultural scenario in Nagaland, noting the continued dependence on agricultural scientists and the absence of a seed certification agency in the state. Mr. Nyenu was speaking at the 32nd Parting Social of Nagaland University Medziphema campus, addressing outgoing students. He emphasized on character and values and encouraged them to embrace patience, resilience and adaptability as they step beyond university life. Kohima police have apprehended two alleged underground operatives involved in extortion racket in the state capital. According to police, the arrests were made yesterday following an intelligence-led operation in Kohima main town. After technical and physical surveillance, the two accused were apprehended from Raza Point area. They have been identified as Kudukoi Vero and Milivo Keso, both residents of Pezucha in Kohima district and originally from Peg district. Police said several incriminating documents were recovered from their possession, including vehicle tax slips, commercial tax documents, and residency registration slips. A case has been registered at North Police Station, and further investigation is underway to uncover the wider extortion network and potential links to similar activities in other districts. And Drugs Control Administration of the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare has issued a public notice cautioning against the misuse of cosmetic products and misleading claims. The notice has been issued following an advisory from the Drugs Controller General of India. The department stated that cosmetics are meant only for cleansing, beautifying, promoting attractiveness or altering appearance as defined under the Drugs and Cosmetics Act 1940 and Cosmetics Rules 2020, clarifying that injectable preparations do not fall under the definition of cosmetics. It said cosmetics are only intended for external application and are not permitted to be administered through injections by consumers, professionals or aesthetic clinics. The notice also warned against the use of prohibited ingredients, misleading labels, and use of cosmetics for treatment purposes, noting that such practices violate the provisions of the Act. The public has been encouraged to report any such violations to central or state regulatory authorities. Now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. President Draupadi Murmu urges stronger support for growth of artisans and weavers. Nagaland holds consultative meet on child protection laws. Union MSME Minister Jitan Ram Manji arrives in Nagaland on 2-day visit. And fuel prices increased by about 90 paise per litre. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.